to Hong Kong now, which today used its new national security law to make a high-profile arrest of Jimmy Lai, a prominent pro-democracy voice and a supporter of the protests that erupted in Hong Kong last year when the law was proposed by China. Critics said it was designed to crack down on dissent. Beijing says it's for national security, but the police action today at Lai's office marked the first time the new law has been used against the media. CNN international reporter Will Ripley joins us from Hong Kong on Skype. Will, this was very public. Describe what happened today.
These were the kind of scenes that we're used to seeing in developing countries, a huge swarm of police officers walking into the newsroom of Apple Daily, the newspaper owned by Jimmy Lai, a media tycoon, a billionaire, and an outspoken critic of Beijing. And it was surreal to watch officers in a newsroom where there are reporters that are doing stories about them and the government, checking IDs, going through evidence, all because Jimmy Lai is being charged under this new national security law. And basically, he's kind of on a list of people, of activists who are deemed problematic, which are probably a big reason why Beijing pushed so hard to get this law passed in the first place.
Well, and this arrest came just a couple days after Chinese and Hong Kong officials were said to, you know, media reports said that they, you know, were shrugging off new sanctions that were imposed by the U.S. But also today, China announced unspecified sanctions against 11 U.S. politicians and heads of organizations promoting democratic causes. This is including Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. There's a little back and forth going on there. Did this arrest, the timing of this arrest, have anything to do with those sanctions?
We don't know if the timing is connected to the sanctions, but yes, I mean, this arrest comes as tensions between the U.S. and China over this national security law have been escalating. And there's these back and forth sanctions, you know, the U.S. accusing Hong Kong officials of undermining the city's autonomy. And now you have something that a lot of foreign news organizations were afraid of. You know, a month or two ago, nobody would have imagined that in Hong Kong, media organizations would be raided by police like this. And it just goes to show that the freedom of the press, just like freedom of speech, is now no longer a part of life here, at least for people who hold a view that Beijing, the central government, does not agree with.
Well, if China and its officials in Hong Kong believed that this was going to maybe, you know, put a dent in the pro-democracy movement, wouldn't the opposite be true? Or do you think people will be cowed by this?
I can only tell you, based on observations this year over last year, first of all, the protests have all but evaporated. Now, a large reason for that is the pandemic and the fact that currently you can't gather in groups larger than two if you leave your home here in Hong Kong. So some are saying that the government is conveniently using the timing of the pandemic to accomplish the elimination of the protest movement, and also, by the way, postponing the Legislative Council elections that were supposed to happen, you know, until next year. They were supposed to happen next month. And that is huge because as they postponed the elections, they're also disqualifying candidates with pro-democracy viewpoints. They've already disqualified at least a dozen. And these are people that were doing well in the polls that were expected to beat and take seats from the pro-Beijing parties. So you have the pandemic combined with this national security law that has effectively ended protests. You have essentially now people who are so scared that they're deleting their social media accounts because the law isn't supposed to be retroactive. But if police arrest you for an offense that you commit today, they can then go through your phone and your Facebook and your Twitter and your Instagram and whatever other social media you have and look for any evidence going back years that you had some sort of a viewpoint that, you know, is deemed to be a national security threat for mainland China. It seems as if nobody is safe if they touch any aspect of this pro-independence or pro-democracy movement, even if it's covering it as a journalist.
Well, meanwhile, Hong Kong police are saying they arrested 10 people in what they call this national security operation. Media mogul Jimmy Lai and other senior executives, ages ranging from 23 to 72 years old. What's expected to happen to them?
Imagine being 23 years old and you're facing maybe 3 years, maybe 10 years, heck, maybe life in prison. But there's also the possibility of a trial without a jury. Some people could be taken to the mainland for trial. So these people who are activists are having to weigh the very real possibility of a huge chunk of their life and their freedom evaporating by what they're doing. And you still have some people who are willing to take that risk. Obviously, Jimmy Lai, a billionaire with huge assets financially and legally, he's willing to try to fight this. But at the end of the day, you're no longer talking about the rule of law that Hong Kong has been accustomed to for all of these years. This is a new rule of law that is much more in alignment with the mainland. And that's why the U.S. is saying there is no longer autonomy, that Hong Kong no longer operates with a high degree of autonomy.
CNN international correspondent Will Ripley in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.